For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan Campbell, the soundbite machine today. Some of the best quotes from him at the podium. We don't live off reputation. We live off work. We're not going to lose our identity. It's the most important thing to me. I will not sacrifice it for anything or anyone. Fired up. Our question, your expectations for this team, are you ready for a step up or do you expect a step back? And we've gotten both responses on the ticket text. We've got open lines 248-539-9797. My expectation is that this team takes a step forward. This team does maintain its identity from a year ago. I know they have to put in all the same work and more work even to get it done this year, but they're built for this. The offensive line is as good as it was. And here's the other key. Their defense, I'm not telling you they're going to be top five. They should be better. And it's DJ Reader in the middle. It's freeing up Aleem McNeil. It's being better on the defensive line as well as the offensive line. And it's being a team that wins at the point of attack. It's Dan Campbell football taken to the next level.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned defense as well, because there are three players that could start the season on PUP and, you know, physically unable to perform list. And Dan Campbell does give an update on them as well. And he talks about at the podium, he gives the update for the injured players. This is coming from Danny Rogers. Says they're all on schedule, including DJ Reader, who's working on getting his strength back with his injury healed. That's good news.
Yeah.
D-end Marcus Davenport will probably be ready before Brian Branch.
Okay.
At least they're all on schedule. So nothing is out of the realm of, hey, there's been a setback leading up to training camp for any of those three players. I don't know what their timeline is for those players to return, but it sounds like maybe Brian Branch will be the last of them to return. But to be able to have DJ Reader and Marcus Davenport up front, I think will be a huge key for the Lions.
Bunch of ticket texts coming in. This one says, Lions equal all in psyched. Let's go. All caps. We're fired up, baby. River from Lake Orion.
Shouting at us.
All caps again. I'm drinking the effing Kool-Aid, baby. Let's go Super Bowl. One more says, the struggles are only historical for organizations that aren't dynasties. We are a dynasty. All right, let's slow down on that.
Slow down on the dynasty, but we could be. This could be the start of
the start. Expectation on the ticket text, 12-5, if not 13-4. Need to be a higher seed. Get those home games. Says, even with the tough schedule, it looks like only one outdoor cold weather game, which is against Chicago. Everything else indoor or warm weather, that works to our advantage.
Mm-hmm. Still not as optimistic as I am.
Yeah, you have 14 wins over here. The first place schedule only affects a couple games. It's the biggest overblown thing in sports.
They have a tougher schedule this year. Regardless, I think it's obvious. They have a tougher schedule this year than they did last year.
They're playing the NFC South. So in addition to playing a couple more first place teams, you're also going to play some tougher divisions. You're going to play the NFC West.
Yeah.
So some of it is more than just the first place schedule. It's a tougher schedule all around. Some text on the team says, discussions on the Lions D-line always assume Hutch is going to be good. Says it's a gloss over. He gets the hometown treatment. He has above average stats, but he needs to be better in the big games. Something to watch for.
I agree. Bigger moments. And he has been good. I expect him to take another step forward instead of, and this is where I think that extra help up front with the guy that you mentioned could have a breakout season in Aleem McNeil. Contract year, I think he does as well. DJ Reader. When you have two guys that are pushing the pocket from inside, it prevents those quarterbacks, especially the mobile ones, from stepping up in the pocket to avoid that deep pass rush. If you can get anything opposite Aiden Hutchinson from let's just say number four, and number one, two, and three are Hutch, McNeil, Reader, who's going to be that number four that pushes or collapses the pocket from the outside? Is it Davenport? Is it Kaminsky? Is it Pascal? Is it Houston? There's a lot of options. And it doesn't have to be one guy. You can throw a lot of different changeup pitches over there, but it needs to be somebody that helps Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson himself got to have bigger moments. You can be aided by what else is going on up front.
Texter says, I'm Super Bowl or bust. Another one says, I am, this team can go to that game in February. Just say Super Bowl. Like,
well, yeah, I'll say the words.
I'll read the rest of his text, but guys, like,
put that in caps.
Say it. Super Bowl. This team. Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions and the Super Bowl. Put them in the same sentence. Don't be afraid of your own shadow. Don't be afraid of those three letters in the old acronym. The team has stepped forward. They've stepped into the light. They are among the NFL heavy hitters. The heavyweights. Act like it. Embrace it. Don't be afraid of it. I'm not talking to you, John. You and I are on the same page here.
Yeah.
I know we get these ticket texts. My concern, the Lions are a flash in the pan. They're going to go something like 6-11 or 7-10. I mean, unless you're forecasting some catastrophic injuries, I just don't see it. I don't.
In regards to performance, when healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year. And defensively, it's sure they could take a step back, but it'll again be due to injury. I think they continue to improve defensively. Jack Campbell, second year. Brian Branch, second year. You look at some of the other guys. Derek Barnes played much better last year. At the end of the year. And then you have the additions of Carlton Davis, Terrion Arnold, Amik Robertson, Ennis Raikshaw. They've completely revamped the secondary. And then we saw at the end of the year, who else played well back there? Ify Melifonwu.
Yes, which he got some love on the ticket text too. We didn't really mention him in our
Kirby Joseph. Joseph is a player that I was very disappointed last year. Coming off his rookie season, I know he just picked on Aaron Rodgers. I expected him to be a bigger force in the secondary. He's addressed it. He's talked about it. He wants to be that guy in the secondary that is, he's got his hit list. And it's not in terms of I'm going to put hits on player. It's I want to be able to intercept quarterbacks. I want to be able to be a force in that secondary. Kirby Joseph has to be better this year.
Freddie texts in and says, my concern is the sophomore jinx for three or four players that were important to this team. The Jameer fumble. Does he think about it all year after that fumble? It affected Tiki Barber. Again, Freddie.
Well, I hope he thinks about it. I hope it's a motivating factor to possess the damn ball.
That play, as much as the Josh Reynolds drop, it's a series of plays, but man. Anyway, you got a new season. You can move forward. Texter says, I'm ready for the Lions to go back to the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. They did really good last year, made some positive moves in the offseason. If we get beat, then obviously we have to make more adjustments, but I think the Lions are the gritty team that can do it. They still have a lot of work to do, but I believe John in Macomb. Oh, and to finish the earlier ticket texter saying that they can go to that game in February, it says, the fact that they had the two playoff victories last year, a good end to the 22 season, everything's going in the right direction. The Lions have had many disappointing seasons they need to kill by making that game in February. Don't let SOL rise from the dead. Yes, I do believe it's already dead. Nick in Farmington Hills.
Yeah, I don't even want to say those letters. They're dead to me.
Move on.
Yeah.
Step forward.
And
they've grown up. It's time for the fan base to grow up too.
I keep going back
to... And not all the fans. You know the fans I'm talking about.
Oh, sure. But I keep going back to... Dan Campbell addressed this. I do want to play that audio one more time because he addressed exactly what he is talking about now right after the season was over. And you can hear the exhaustion. You can hear the disappointment. But you can hear the reality of what the task at hand when you listen to Dan Campbell post-season last year. You heard it there. It's going to be hard. And it's the work. It's the motivation. What did we hear from Penei Sewell? The amount of times that he has watched that game. There were four teams playing. They were up 17 points, and they still came up short. Yeah, rip that Band-Aid off. Let's go out there and find a way to motivate ourselves, find a way to work, use all of that as motivation to be better this year, to put the work in and know that you are going to have a huge target on your back, that you are now the hunted because you were one of four teams that were still playing. You weren't one of two. You didn't get there, but you were one of four, and that is what everybody else, 28 other teams, are aspiring to get there.
Ticket texters pointing out that they have already bet on this team to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
They have already booked reservations, Airbnbs in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's Gonzo in Brighton. We have more people saying they purchased that furniture. They expect it to be free at the end of the season. So people are making life decisions around the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl. And I don't believe these people were drunk at 9:13 on a whatever day of the week it is, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday, yeah.
I don't think so. Hump day, yeah. Sorry, the days get kind of, whatever. We get up early, days get blurred. I think these people have every right to believe it. And we've asked you guys for your thoughts, 248-539-9797, whether you think this team takes the step up, step back. How are you emotionally preparing for uncharted territory, the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl conversation?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.